For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana House Republicans have started advancing two budget rebalancing proposals that cut more deeply than Governor John Bel Edwards wants. The Appropriations Committee approved both plans Wednesday. The first proposal by Chairman Cameron Henry, Republican of Metairie, was a reduction to the amount being used from the Rainy Day Fund. The governor has proposed using $119 million, that's one-third of the fund, which is the most they're allowed to use. Henry's plan calls for about $44 million less than the governor wants to use.
This amendment is going to say that we're going to use exactly $74.6 million of rainy day. The additional we made up with cuts spread across agencies, hopefully not surpassing 5%.
Cuts to make up the $44 million difference would include $7.5 million to the Department of Education, $6.2 million to higher education, that's colleges and universities, $4.6 million from the Department of Corrections, and the biggest of all, $28.8 million more from the Department of Health. Cameron's proposal had some legislators objecting. Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger, Democrat of New Orleans, had this to say.
I would hope that we will have an opportunity at some point as we debate this to actually hear from some of these agencies who are impacted.
A second plan proposed by Republican legislators wouldn't use any rainy day fund money at all, but it would deepen cuts to health programs and a list of other agencies, but would spare colleges and prisons. However, the proposal would require another $60 million in cuts. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.